I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Now, I thought a lot about what we would cover today. It seems kind of trivial to be talking about sex-related stuff when we're going through one of the biggest scandals in American presidential history. And as much as I'd like to talk about that, it isn't really what we talk about here on this show. We talk about sex. So we're going to look at rape, rather than the more metaphorical rape of our country by the Trump administration. This is part four. We have been talking about rape in this segment all month long, and that's just because there's so much material to cover. When we first started, I wanted to do something about rape. I had so many stories about rape that I wanted to talk about, and there were more and more. I just couldn't cover them all. So we're going to try to finish off the last of them, not that there won't be more in the future, but this kind of cleans up the backlog of stories that I have. And we'll get back to the subject of this being the rapiest administration and the Republican Party being the rapiest party. And here's Exhibit 1, and this one's pretty astonishing. The Trump administration decided, and they succeeded, in derailing the UN resolution on rape as a weapon of war. Now, the UN resolution wasn't saying rape should be a weapon of war. It said that it shouldn't be, and the Trump administration disagreed. They managed to get the resolution so watered down that it doesn't even allow for any enforcement. We're talking about rape during war. And they had language that said that sexual and reproductive health care needs to be provided to survivors of rape and abuse in war. That language gone because of the Trump administration. There was language on the training of journalists on the issue of sexual violence. That language gone. Also gone is any language referring to sexual health, because apparently the Trump administration believes that, you know, the bitches are going to get raped. They might as well suffer even more. Well, as we've seen just by following the news today, and I suspect by following the news tomorrow, there is no bottom for this administration and the evil that they perpetrate on the entire world. The corrupt and unqualified head of the Justice Department, Betsy DeVos, also has a long history of being kind of pro-rape, at least rape on campus. She has implemented changes that make it much harder for victims of rapists on campus to get justice. Now, if you listen to part one, we talked a lot about just how big a problem campus rape is, and how much is covered up by the very universities whose job is to protect the students, not the rapists. But under Betsy DeVos, the focus has shifted. And then there's William Barr, our attorney general, who it now appears is thoroughly and totally corrupt, but he's also pretty much pro-rape. He has said that the Obama administration was guilty of fanning the false narrative of a rape culture. And he strongly endorsed a 2017 book that accused colleges and universities of unfairly punishing male students accused of rape. He claims that male students accused of rape are sacrificed to the mob, with academic leaders happily serving as the hangman. This controversial book, Campus Rape Frenzy, The Attack on Due Process at America's Universities, was also used as justification for Betsy DeVos's changing the rules. So they're kind of in bed together, and I don't mean that literally, because that image in your mind's going to make you nauseous. The book was a hit with anti-feminists, who believe that women should just lay back and pretend to enjoy it. Read the New York Times review to get a better understanding of why this book is so problematic. And of course, Bill Barr was very much one of the main supporters and defenders of now Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, who we now know is a serial sexual assaulter. Now, why does he seem so gung-ho on defending rapists? Well, maybe it's because he's sort of a theocrat. And in the Old Testament, yeah, rape's not so bad. Under the right circumstances, as long as it's not somebody else's wife or property. So, campus rape, they're probably not married, so yeah, what's the big deal? To understand more about how much of a theocrat he is, just go into the Google machine and type William Barr and theocrat, and you're not going to be happy unless you really like theocracy. But it's not just the administration. Republicans in general are pretty horrific on this subject. You know, they're still Preventing the Violence Against Women Act from being enacted. And then there's Iowa Representative Steve King. Now, he opposes abortion under all circumstances, even rape and incest, primarily because, you know, rape and incest, they're not that bad. He said, and I'm quoting here, "What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled out anyone who was a product of rape or incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that?" Well, I agree that without a lot of inbreeding, there probably wouldn't be a Steve King. But my God, what kind of a horrible human being would even think that? Here's another horrific example. This is in Pennsylvania with their state senator, Michael Fulmer. He was known for opposing a bill that would offer victims of child abuse a temporary reprieve from statute of limitations law, because those older than 30 couldn't sue over sexual abuse from their childhood. Now, he opposed it because he thought it might damage the Catholic Church. And boy, hey, howdy, yes, those kinds of things do. We're going to talk about that on Friday. But that's not the end of the story. There is more, and we learned this on the 18th of this month, when Senator Mike Fulmer was charged with possession of child pornography. He had it on his phone. But he apparently did more than just have child pornography on his cell phone, which is just a really stupid idea in the first place. He's also being charged with sexual abuse of children. And yesterday he resigned. And Republicans in general seem to be soft on rape and hard on abortion, which is kind of a deadly combination in that it sort of allows rapists to rape babies into women and force them to give birth to their rapist's child. And while that, to you and I, seem pretty horrific, according to Florida State Representative Mike Hill, who has put up an anti-abortion bill that would offer no exceptions for rape and incest, he says it's because God told him it was the right thing to do, because God is down with raping babies into women, at least according to Representative Mike Hill. Pennsylvania Republican Marty Nothstein is up for the 7th Congressional District, and he actually has the time to run because he's on unpaid leave from a former employer after he was accused of sexual misconduct. Well, and then there's Susan Collins, a representative from Maine, who I don't think has a snowball's chance in hell of getting reelected. She has pretended publicly to be a moderate while all the time voting very extremely, and she was the deciding vote that put Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. And now we know that the FBI flubbed their investigation. They didn't really do an investigation of the claims against Kavanaugh at all. We know that. And there are additional claims against him that have kind of been covered up. So does Susan Collins feel any regret? No, she just wrote, quote, "Justice Kavanaugh went through a rigorous confirmation hearing and 7 FBI background checks scouring every aspect of his life." Well, that's a lie. That's 5 days. That's how long the investigation took, and it did not look at every aspect of his life. In fact, they only reviewed a few witnesses and ignored up to 50. It was more cover-up than investigation. And she continues, "Brett Kavanaugh, his wife, and his 2 daughters are on the verge of having to go through the pain of the confirmation process all over again. The far left is so determined to further their political agenda, they won't hesitate to ruin someone's life in the process." Yeah, the far left, they're so mean to serial sexual assaulters who repeatedly perjure themselves before Congress. What meanie-weenies. And it's also Republican states. Well, North Carolina, where I think it could be said that democracy doesn't technically exist due to their corruption and voter suppression. Well, someone put up a bill, and this is shocking. They put up a bill that would make it illegal to continue having sex with someone who told them to stop. Can you imagine the idea of having to obey a woman telling you to stop while you're having sex with her? Well, in North Carolina, they could not imagine that. The bill didn't even make it out of committee. In North Carolina, once you consent to sex, yes means yes from then on, and no means yes. No backsies. I'm not entirely clear if you consent to sex if this also includes consenting to backseat sex. And man, if you want to rape a woman, go to North Carolina. They should point this out in their tourist board ads, because it's also legal to drug someone's drink there, and it's legal to have non-consensual sex with an incapacitated person if that person willingly got drunk or high. So we're done with rape for a while. I'm going to go take a shower.